Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Thank you again for listening. Today we're going to talk about the Tower of Babel. After the Great Flood, Noah's family grew in numbers. They had children, then grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Earth began to fill up with people once more. But the people who lived after the flood were very different from the people who had lived before. Before the flood, people stayed close together, and as far as we know, all the people on the earth before the flood lived in one place. They lived in a land where two great rivers, the Tigris River and the Euphrates River, where they flowed. This part of the world was very full of people, but few or none of the people crossed the mountain on their east or the desert on their west. After the flood, families began moving from one place to another. They built new homes and new lands. Before they spread out, the moving was part of God's plan to have the whole earth used as a home for people. He didn't want them to just live one small part of it. Families who wished to serve God and do right could move to another land if their people around them became wicked. In the new place, they could raise their children in the right way. After the ark came to the rest of Mount Ararat, many of Noah's descendants had moved south from the mountain to the country between the rivers. They built houses for themselves there. Then they started to build a great city from which to rule all the people around them. They found that the soil was in the country and it was good for making bricks. Those bricks could be used to build strong houses to live in. They could even be used to build a sturdy wall around their city. The people had said to each other, "Let's build a great tower that will stand over the earth and reach up to the sky. Then we can stay together and not scatter all over the earth." So they began to build their great tower out of bricks. They piled them up one story at a time. But God did not want all the people on the earth to live close together, as they had been before the flood. God knew that if they all lived close together, that those that were wicked would lead the way and take them from all their good. All of the world had become evil again, as it had been before the flood. So God caused their speech to change. When they began building their great city and tower from which they intended to rule the world, they were all speaking the same language. But God mixed up their speech into many languages. Then people could not understand each other. Workers wanted to work with those who spoke the same language they did. They formed groups of those who spoke alike. After a while, the groups moved away to other places, and the men who were building the great tower could no longer understand each other, so they left the building without being finished. No one ever came back to finish the tower. This city was named Babel, a word that means confusion. Later it is known as Babylon. For a long time, it was one of the greatest cities in the part of the world. Some of the people who left Babylon went north and built Nineveh, and the most important city, great land of Assyria. Another group went west and settled by the Nile River. They founded the land of Egypt, with its strange temples and pyramids, its sphinx and monuments. Another group had wandered northwest until they came to the shore of the Great Sea, we call the Mediterranean Sea. There they founded the cities of Sidon and Tyre. The people became sailors and sailing ships to countries far away. The sailors brought home many things from the lands to sell to the people of Babylon, Assyria, Egypt, and other countries. So after the flood, people lived in many lands and spoke many different languages.